So, $95 billion? We just throw this money out there like it's just nothing. Who cares? Another billion? I don't know. $61 billion going to Ukraine. This is what's in this bill. And are we banning TikTok? Let's get to all this the latest on this thing. As Ryan Schmelz joins us this morning from Washington. Good morning, Ryan.
Hey, good morning, Mike.
Call me Jim, John. I don't care. We're spending a lot of money. It's $95 billion. This is taking months and months to get through and get done. Basically, we're helping Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, and getting rid of TikTok. That's about it, right?
Well, we are getting some type of pay fors for these foreign aid funds. We're adding what's called the Repo Act, which is a bill that would allow the United States to use frozen Russian assets to pay for Ukraine. And they're also adding a loan program for Ukraine. Now, of course, it's probably not going to recoup all the money that's being sent over there, but it will at least recoup some of it, or at least that's the plan for it to do so down the road. But yes, pretty much this $95 billion for those three allies that you just mentioned. And then the big change when it comes to the TikTok legislation is compared to the initial House bill, now TikTok will have a year for ByteDance to divest its stake in the company before it faces a ban.
What's China going to do with this? They're going to fight back in any way on this?
I don't know. There's not really much China can do. The best thing for ByteDance to do would be to sell its stock and let an American company take over TikTok.
Yeah. I remember when we first started talking about it, I thought, there's no way that's ever going to happen. Boom, here we are. I'm done saying there's no way anything is ever going to happen.
It was very sudden, too.
Yeah.
At least it felt that way. They moved on it quickly.
My question for my buddy yesterday, I said, when do we stop giving money to Ukraine? Is there an end game here anywhere, or is this just going on and on forever?
I think there is a plan for Ukraine to kind of create its own type of manufacturing sector for its own equipment. And from what I understand, talking to some members of Congress, that they are getting close to that. The United States is also, and I think there's an argument that the United States does benefit from manufacturing these weapons because a lot of them are made in states like Ohio, states like Michigan. So there is an economic factor that does play in that probably isn't getting talked about enough. But at the same time, we are $35 trillion in debt that doesn't, a lot of members of Congress like to bring it up when we talk about how much money is being sent to Ukraine. But I think there is the big question of when's this going to be asked for again? Is it going to be in the near future? Is it going to be several months from now? When's the United States once again going to be asked to step up?
And because my question is, okay, on Ukraine's part, they just want Russia to leave them alone and get out. Russia's not going to do that. So this is going to be ongoing for a long time.
Well, it depends if Russia comes to the table and finally negotiates something. I don't know. It's hard to get into Vladimir Putin's head. This is somebody who has a journalist jailed overseas. They just extended his prison sentence for another several months, and they've never explained what his actual charges are because they're completely baseless. So it's hard to read Vladimir Putin,
Let's shift to the humanitarian aid, quote unquote, for Gaza. Who's in charge of making sure that goes the right place? Because it seems to me as soon as the boat shows up with all the cash on it, Hamas is going to take that and go, thank you.
Right, yeah.
And then they're going to use it for terrorism.
I believe there's a humanitarian port that's been built that's supposed to, monitor this a little bit better. I think there is a big concern that UNRWA is untrustworthy, but at the same time, they're going to probably be the ones distributing this. And they've gone through some reforms over the last couple months because of some of the criticisms they faced, like I believe they had a Hamas sympathizer who was involved in the organization, and that person was fired. But yes, I mean, that's one of the reasons why you had several Republicans vote against this, because they do not trust the UNRWA to be the ones to distribute this humanitarian aid.
Yeah. And of course, there's a bunch of money that goes to our southern border, right, Ryan?
There is zero that goes to the southern border.
Oh, I'm living in an alternate reality.
Yeah. Well, here's where it gets interesting, Mike. And now you're starting to see Republicans who supported these bills push back on some of the more hardline members who were against it. And they're claiming, you know, border security would have been attached if Republicans would have been more willing to support Ukraine aid. They say that because Republicans would not all get on board with the Ukraine aid bill, they could not attach border security measures to this package because, you know, with the Republican slim majority, if they wanted to attach border security to any type of bill like this, they would have lost Democrat support. So the idea was if all Republicans would have just been willing to bite the Ukraine bullet and vote for a package like this, but attach a major border security bill to it, they could have sent this to the Senate and then negotiated something with Leader Schumer on border security that would have eventually led to a bipartisan compromise. But because the argument is because Republicans weren't willing to do that, they had to pass this thing as it was.
All right. Last 30 seconds here. What's this do to Speaker Johnson?
Well, his job certainly is he's coming under fire quite a lot, but it looks like Democrats might be willing to bail him out if he faces another motion to vacate. But we're not for sure if that's what they're going to do, but it surely is something they're going to talk about.
Well, this will be a round of coffee this morning, I bet you. Thank you, Ryan. Ryan Schmelz, our man on Capitol Hill. Go grab a donut, buddy.
And I will. Thank you, Mike.
We'll talk to you probably tomorrow at this point. 1320 WILS back in just a minute.